The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there and happy Monday. Today is Monday, November 22nd, and the Philadelphia Eagles have secured another victory. The Birds now sit at 5-6 after defeating the New Orleans Saints at home 40-29. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Philadelphia Eagles picked up their very first victory at home this season. That's a reason to celebrate. Following the Eagles' win, head coach Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, TJ Edwards, and Avonte Maddox spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and a Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni shared his biggest takeaways from the win. He discussed what he told Miles Sanders after his fumble and the significance of repetition and how it paid off for Dallas Goedert. You'll also hear from Jalen Hurts, who touched on the significance of scoring 3 rushing touchdowns. He also talked about his confidence in targeting J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and his respect for Lane Johnson, and also his thoughts on the identity of the team. And after the break, you'll hear from TJ Edwards and Avonte Maddox. TJ Edwards discussed Darius Slay's big play. He touched on how they were affected by injuries and also the biggest difference between the team now compared to the team from earlier this season. And then Avonte Maddox touched on what TJ Edwards has brought to the team, signing his recent contract extension, and what the overall characteristics of the team are. Take a listen.
Make your takeaways from this game.
I think it was a good physical game. That's something that we really wanted to do, is be physical in this game. I thought our guys really, really showed that. And I just continue to see, you know, you guys have asked me a little bit about identity, and I can just share with you what we talked about our team. And I don't think it's about plays you call or defenses you call or special teams calls you call. It was about us. Our team is close. It's a close knit group of guys that connect, and you know, it's a physical group of guys, and it's guys that leave everything out there on the field. And so that's what we really talked about last night, because you know, you guys have asked me a couple of times about identity, and what I just wanted to say to them is like, hey, our identity is these 3 things that I just kind of mentioned right there, and so that was really on display today.
Playing together against, you know, the number one ranked run defense, you can decide whether you want to try to run through them or do something different. Why was it that you thought that you guys could run on them?
I think Jalen is a special player that forces defenses to play different. You know, and so, you know, you look at the tape, and again, I think I told you guys early in the week that, you know, you look at the stats, you look at where they are, you look at their defense, but you also want to do what you do well. And so, you know we've been running the ball well, and it's a little different when Jalen's in there. And so, you know, you try to look at some teams that they've played that are similar to that, but you want to make them stop that, what you do well first. And that's definitely what our goal was going out there.
Obviously, that being something that you want to do, that's a run game.
lend itself to that when you're able to establish
There are different ways to be physical. I don't want to make it sound like you can only be physical passing the ball, or you can only be physical, or pardon me, running the ball. Because there's different ways to do that. Because receivers can be physical, and you know, the tight ends can be physical, and the backs can be physical, you know, when you're passing it. So, you know, it's just the style of play. You know, I think we just got, I just think we have tough guys on this team, and that's important. I think when you, again, I've talked about this before with you guys, that when you get on the bus to come to the game, I know I'm just kind of speaking in the terms of bus. We didn't take a bus here, but when you get on bus to go to the game, you never want to go to that game without your guys that are tough. And I just feel like that's a common denominator of a lot of the guys on this football team. We got tough, gritty guys. And that's going to win you a lot of football games. That's going to help you win a lot of football games throughout. And so that's just something when you're physical and when you're tough, that's just something throughout the history of football that is shown to help you win games. And that's my experience with players, is like the guys that I'm like, man, this is one of my favorite guys I've ever coached. That common denominator is that they're tough and they're nasty and they're physical.
Say to him, and what's your approach when a running back has
that? Shoot, dog mentality, like you say to a corner if they get beat, or if you say to a right wide receiver if they drop a pass, or if you say to a player if he jumps off sides, right? Dog mentality, move on, next play, next play, next play. If you dwell on, and we wanted to show him confidence too. I think Miles had a good game. What did he end up with? 94? Yeah, Miles had a good game. He ran the ball hard, he ran the ball well, and he ran the ball well in a time where we really needed it. And so it is. It was just, hey, forget that play. Next play, next play. And I think that means a lot to guys when you show the confidence in them. And then you also you correct what, you know, what's going on. And you say, hey, when you get into traffic, what we talk about, we call this a clasp hand, that you put that clasp hand on it. And so that's what we talked about, and showed trust in him and belief in him. And I know that will be rewarding going forward with Miles.
The last three left ones, you guys dropped defensive performances, TJ.
He's really playing good. I think our defense as a whole is playing good, and I don't want to just single anybody out because I think they're all playing good. It always starts up front. TJ brings a physicality. I don't know, how do I say that? All right, you guys got me. That really is contagious, and he continues to come after the ball. I mean, you saw the one play on the swing pass out there where the guy felt TJ coming, and you know, and then he ended up getting I think he dropped the ball. But TJ just has that physicality, and he's just really playing good football right now. And you know, he's a good communicator with the defense and talking to everybody, and so he's playing really good football. And sure, you know, those guys from Wisconsin, that played as a Badger, you know, those are my experience with those guys, are they're tough and they're nasty and they can play physical ball. And so I'm sure glad he's playing the role he's playing right now.
When Jalen had that 24-yard touchdown run and being pulled by the guy, anything, like, how demoralizing do you think that is to a defense, you know, when they think they're bottled up?
Yeah, I think in that scenario too, like just with what the score was and the way it was going, you know, I got too conservative. I'll say that right now. I'll say that out loud. I got a little bit too conservative with the play calling, that kind of allowed them to work their way back into the game, you know, and so that's on me. But you know, Jalen made a huge play. The guy read the play pretty well and he made a great move. It was awesome. I mean, it was a great individual play by Jalen. I'd also like to recognize, JJ's play that he made in a critical time, right? Because I think everybody in the stadium felt, you know, and then you guys probably felt the it kind of slipping a little bit, right? They were coming back into the game, and we needed it. Was it 23-yard, 26-yard gain? I don't know what it was, but a big time play by a guy that's had a tough week. And I don't want to give his personal information out, so I'm not going to, but he's had a tough week. And for him to go out and make the type of play that he made right there, it was like, I love JJ. I think he embodies the toughness of this city and this football team. Like, he's been asked to do things that, you know, that he hasn't been asked to do before. He's been asked to be a special teams guy that really is gritty and tough because he has that in his body. And he's been asked to be our blocking type of receiver in critical times. So it was great to reward him with a catch in that scenario. And, you know, I'm just so happy for him that he made that type of play and helped kind of stop the bleeding in that drive and make a big play to help us kind of put that game away. You know, we'll vote. We always vote for player of the game. We always vote for play of the game. That for sure. I guess I got the trump card because I'm the head coach. So that will be the play. That's going to be the play of the game. I'll tell Shane that on my way home.
Go ahead.
The way you're describing your team today, as far as the toughness, the physicality, is that the way you would have described them after seven games? And if not, what made that change, do you think?
I think these guys have always had that physicality and toughness. And so, I'd like to say that I've seen that from them the entire time through, whether that was the joint practices with the different teams that we had joint practices with, or the training camp practices, or the practices that we've had, or games that we've had. I've known we've had tough guys. And so, I've known that. I think I've known that all the way through. Is that to answer your question? Okay. All right.
Nick, what was your vantage point of Dallas's fingertip catch? And then, although you guys didn't have to pass that much, how effective was he in passing?
You're talking about the third down catch where the guy kind of got his hand in? Yeah. Before the 1 yard touchdown? Okay. Yeah. That was a third down. I thought that was a phenomenal strong hand catch. And a lot of tribute to Dallas that he works on that catch every day. Jason Michael, our tight end coach, throws him that ball, where he's got to catch that ball like this. Richard Rogers is always with him pulling that ball out. That's a catch we work every day, because if you try to catch that ball right here with strong hands, with him ripping through there, and your first time trying to catch that is on Sunday, it's going to come out. And so we do that's a catch we do with the receivers and the tight ends and the running backs every single day in our what we call our catch circuit. It's 85 catches. I'll fill you guys in on it at some point, but it's 85 catches, different catches that don't happen a lot. Dallas does that religiously. He does that not only in walkthrough, but he gets 85 times too, because he also gets that in team or in practice as well. So he's getting 20 of those catches a week, a day of that ripping through. So I love that's what I love about this game. Like those things that you do just religiously over and over and over again. And when they come up in that scenario, you're like, oh, thank God we've done that. And we've repped that in Dallas, right? All the credit goes to Dallas in the first place, just because he's got strong hands in the first place, but they work effortlessly at that. You know, relentlessly at that. And they just keep working. Thanks, bud. All right. And they just keep working it over and over and over again. And that's who Dallas is. He's a hard worker, and, you know, and so it was good to be able to see that happen. And that's just a good example to show every other receiver and tight end, like, hey, I don't know when this play is going to come up, but when it does, it might be for a big third down. And he made another play like that where we had an illegal man downfield on that play. He made another play like that in the game. So, Dallas is just you saw how strong he was with the football today. And I thought he played a very solid game.
All right, guys.
I'll get you.
Going back to JJ.
Bob, I'll get one more after this.
Really?
Yeah, one more.
Going back to JJ real quick, that play. You go back all the way back to week one in Atlanta. I remember you saying, at some point, we're going to have to do the trend buster and reward him with catch.
Sure.
Was that play actually called by you in the huddle? Was that Jalen sort of progressing?
It's part of the it's part of the read of what happened. I don't want to divulge too much information on that play, because you know it's been a good play for us. But you know, it can happen on that play, and it did in that scenario. So Jalen made a great play with what the defense gave us. JJ got his hands on the ball and went from there.
We saw Jordan Mailata mixing it up a little bit out there. Do you enjoy that, watching that as a
Within the rules. Yeah, obviously. I think when you see that play, you know, it's just two guys going really hard. 92 and him were going really hard on the play, and that's football. And that happens in football. Emotions run high in football, and that's emotions by both guys. Again, you always want your guys to play within the rules of the way, you know, with what the rules are. And so, that obviously no flag was thrown right there. It was good physical play. Both guys were working hard and just excited the way he played in this game. Cause we, you know, you don't run for the amount of yards you do if without good play from your left tackle.
You were talking to Malcolm after the game. Did he have some complimentary things to say? What was kind of the extent of that? He played here for a while.
He did play here for a while. And I just remember last year, even my first start, the words he had for me. And I think coming from a guy that's played here and won the Super Bowl here and been a part of great things here, I appreciate what he said last year. And he had nothing but that same love and respect for me. Just encouraged me to continue to keep balling, continue to keep going, and can continue to, you know, be me. So I appreciate that from him.
Did you get a look at your touchdown run and the move you put on the guy in the open field?
No, I didn't.
You were there. What was the what was that move? What led to it?
I just made a play. You know, it's I look at it as a situation in the game. You know, we obviously had drives. I'm kind of frustrated. I'm really frustrated from the drives that we didn't score in the red zone that we should have. We had a few mental errors, a few things that we could have controlled that did not go. We could have controlled and it didn't happen. We didn't execute. And then it allowed them to come back into the game. We kept giving them good field position and they scored. And it shouldn't even been that way. But nonetheless, I just think there's so much to learn from this game. And there's a lot of good to take away from the game, too. So,
JJ hasn't gotten the target all year until today. What gave you the confidence to go to him in that big spot?
I've always had a lot of confidence in everybody, anybody who's out there on the field. Targeting whoever it is. I believe in everybody. And that's what it is. And for JJ to come into the game in a situation like that, in a situation where we need to get a first down, to kind of, you know, essentially take the out of the ball and keep it rolling. That's a big time play by him. And where ball security is a premium in 4-minute offense and in a situation like that, end of the game, he did what he was supposed to do. He did his job. So I love it.
What was your initial reaction when the fan threw that jersey about you towards you? What was
going through your mind
that happened?
Your reaction? I mean, he threw it to me. I didn't realize. I think he threw a marker with it. I don't know how the fines work. They'll get you, but I didn't see the mark until I walked away. If there was one, it's enthusiasm from the fans, the love from the fans, you know, and then he threw my jersey out there. So, and I was in a different mode when I scored that touchdown because it was just something that we needed to do for the team. So. I just held it up.
A couple of guys have said that, you know, you guys are going to keep running the ball until another team proves they can stop. And you guys just ran for 200 yards against a top-ranked defense and another top defense the week before. I mean, how can you see how demoralizing it can be to a defense when you guys are running the ball?
We're going to continue to attack, continue to play our game. I've always been asked about the identity of this football team. Early on in the season, everybody's asking me the question, whether I answered it or I didn't answer it. I think our identity is not being able to run the ball, or we're a running team, we're a passing team, we're a team that doesn't give up big explosive plays. That's not what our identity is. Our identity is a mentality. It's a mentality. It's an approach. It's the detail you put in day in and day out throughout the week. It's being physical. It's wanting it. It's effort. It's all of those things. And I think that's what we want to be. That's what we're growing to, and that's what we're evolving to, is being a team that controls what we can. And we know when we control what we can, we're a dang good football team. And it took some growth. It took a lot. And we're still evolving, we're still growing, we're still learning from a lot of different things, but we just want to continue to control the controllables, continue to connect with one another, know that everybody has each other's backs out there on the field, and continue to move forward with that mentality of rent is due every day. That's the identity of this football team.
Speaking of physicality, I know you don't want to take hits out there, but when you do and you pop right back up, do you feel that can galvanize the offense and the rest of the team?
I don't ever really think about it that way. Just kind of looking for the next play. I never really thought about that.
Going back to Malcolm's comments last year, if memory serves, he said that this can be a tough place to play, but you're built for it. Reflecting back on the past year, you know, how do you view it through that context?
He said it. He said it. Built for it.
With the way you guys are leaning on the offensive line with the running game, how important was it when Lane came back and the continuity that you had with that line?
We got great tackles. We got freaks out there on the edge. And teams know that they're good players. Teams know we have a great center. It's had a lot of experience, and we got young guys that can play guard at a very high level. But I think Lane has done great things for a very long time. And the way Lane works, the effort, the toughness he has, even last year trying to play on his ankle injury, I got a lot of respect for Lane and everything he's been able to overcome, and he's been great for the team.
After some of those losses in the first 2 months, you kept saying to us that you thought this team was close. Is this what you had in mind, what's been happening these past few weeks? Did you envision this, or does it look different than you thought?
Enough is never enough for me.
So what's the next step? What is the growth that you guys need to make to get even better?
Yeah, the same thing I've been saying. Slow and steady wins the race. Continue to learn every day. Daily deposits every day. Buying into that. That's something that we have bought into. Believing that, and, you know, just depositing it every day. Go on, attack every day, and learn from everything we do. Good, better, and different, and just grow from it.
Your second rushing touchdown looked like it would survive the long review. Did you feel you got in? And, you know, take us through that play and try to reach out on goal line.
Yeah, I thought I got in. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to celebrate or, you know, do all these different things after we score touchdowns, because I've had like 8 of them called back this year. So a little hesitant sometimes, but 56 came down and we joked about it after the play. You know, he was rolling. He wasn't rolling enough.
Quarterback to score 3 rushing touchdowns was Russell Wilson in 2012. Does that hold any significance to you?
I like winning. That's the most significant thing we'll get out of the day for me. We came in today, we played hard. We had some ups and downs in the football game, but in the end, we were victorious and we won. And it'll be a lot to learn from this game. We just want to continue to, you know, move forward and grow from it.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. super smart guy. My nemesis, because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Yeah, it was honestly, I was just reading the quarterback's eyes and kind of saw the over route coming behind me and, you know, just made a play on the football, but the rush was getting there. So we knew he had to get it out quick and, yeah, just made a play. So everything else was locked up and he had no choice but to try to fit it in and, finally got one. So it felt good.
Blitzing a lot, third down early on. Why were you effective there?
Yeah, we knew that, we just wanted to get them in tough, you know, longer third down situations. And again, we have such a good front that if we get them in those longer distances, those guys can really get home with stunts and things like that. So we wanted to kind of make him as uncomfortable as we could. And that really accounts to being good on first and second down.
How did the injuries? You guys had a bunch of injuries on defense in the second half. What does that do to your packages and stuff? I mean, they scored, they started to come back. What does that do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's football and things, you know, injuries are part of the game. I think that's why we do such a good job during the week of guys knowing what they're supposed to do and how to do it. And again, at the end of the day, they made some good throws, some good catches that were well contested at times. So, you know, they made some plays at the end there, but we're really excited about how we played as a unit in terms of energy and effort and just getting to the football.
About this matchup, the Saints on offense, that you guys moved so heavy into nickel and away from the, you know, the base defense?
Yeah, they do a really good job of just mixing in a bunch of personnel to try to get you off track of what you're trying to do. And we kind of, you know, just wanted to get into a flow of the game and then see how they were calling it from there. And again, that goes to the back end being so locked in with all the motions and shifts and also filling in the run game when they have to.
What's the biggest
third touchdown, I think, in games. What did you see on his interception? I mean,
yeah.
One of those where he kind of knew it was coming?
Yeah, I mean, it's Slay, and he made a really good break on the ball. I think everyone really stopped running as soon as he caught it. We knew he wasn't getting caught, so just it's a really good play by him. And again, he's a guy who's been doing that for a long time, and he's coming up big for us right now.
Okay, what's the biggest difference with this team and this defense since the team flew back from Vegas at 12-5?
I just think we're executing at a high level right now. Guys are understanding more of what exactly they're supposed to do in certain coverages and things like that. And also, I think that, you know, our motto is just want to get to the football. We want to get everyone to the football. And so that comes with high energy, high effort, and that all starts during the week. You know, we're flying around during practice just to make sure that when Sunday comes, we're ready to get to the ball. And so when something does break down, we're there to, you know, get punches on it and make plays when the ball's in the air.
DJ, what was the first half of the season like for you personally as you're kind of buying your time? What has the last 4 games meant to you?
Yeah, you know, going in, it was, you know, I had a role in base packages and base personnel, and I was, you know, just happy to have a role, to be honest with you. I wanted to do my job the best that I could. And I knew that if I did that, that the defense would be better. And, you know, every week I'm ready for whatever the coaches want to throw at me. And I think everyone has that same mindset. So obviously, you know, I wish I'd, you know, could have kept going, but at the end of the day, coaches are there for a reason, and we trust them in everything that we do. So we're ready to for whatever role we have.
Some questions about your ability to play on third downs?
I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, I'm I don't really look at it like that. I want to just do my job the best that I can every single week, and I'm going to give the best effort, and I'm going to play as physical as I know how to, and let the kind of chips where they fall. It's been a big thing all my life in terms of being doubted and things like that. So that stuff has never really fazed me.
When your role grows like that, is it explained to you why, or it's just like you're playing well, we're going to move you up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I think at the end of the day, you know, we're in a situation where kind of been hot, and I think, you know, we're going to keep rolling with that. But I'm just excited to have a really, you know, big role with this team, and I just want to do the best that I can every single day to keep getting better.
DJ, a lot was made about the team not winning at home.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, can you get the win at home?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, we knew, kind of, we've heard the talk all week, and At the end of the day, we just wanted to keep rolling off the momentum we've had from the past couple of weeks. And I think just coming in here, playing really good football, playing physical football, we knew that good things would happen. So it felt really good to get one at home. And you know, it was good to hear, you know, Philly loud. And it was fun out there today.
What does it mean to be signed at this point with here
to 2024? I'm excited. Everyone that plays the NFL dream. And, you know, I'm just happy it's here with Philly. I was drafted here, and, you know, it means a lot to sign me back and being there, show me how much, you know, how much they're committed to me. And, you know, being able to be here for the next, until 2024, and, you know, it's going to be fun. I mean, I got everything that I want, and, you know, I'm going to be out here. I'm going to play hard for the team, the city, and, you know, I'm excited just to be here.
Did it feel any different today because of it?
No, it really haven't hit me yet. I did it yesterday, but I was really focused on today. So, you know, that's the main goal, is to keep winning each week. So, you know, today after this, I definitely feel it then. You know, we go have some fun.
What's TJ brought to this defense since the beginning of the start?
TJ is, you know, I knew TJ since he got here, and I always scream out, TJ, as soon as I see him. And, you know, he's a motor. I mean, he's going. He makes plays. He makes big plays. And, you know, I'm happy for TJ. I'm proud of TJ. And, you know, hopefully TJ, you know, could be here along as well. But, you know, TJ is everything. He runs the defense at the middle linebacker spot. And, you know, every time I go out there, he's talking to me. He's letting me know, like, hey, I got you inside on this one. All right, that's cool. And I'm going to be here right here for you, Avante. All right, cool, I got you. So, you know, we always communicating, and, you know, he's making big plays, and I'm proud of him.
You find yourself watching Jalen from the sideline?
Oh, I always watch Jalen. I'm looking at the Jumbotron, and then when I seen him make that move, I was like, oh, snap. I was looking for the trainer so I can grab some tape to – you know, help that kid ankles. But I mean, even if that was me out there, I probably would have been calling to somebody else to take me up. So, you know, he's definitely dynamic, and, you know, one is always a baller, and it's exciting to watch him play.
You look like you broke up a pass to Ingram. Did you hurt your hand or something? What happened there?
Yeah, that's a big body right there. I mean, I ran into him. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go up high this time. I'm about to try to make a big hit. As soon as I hit him, I said, oh, my. I couldn't feel my arm. It could already start going left and right without my permission. So after that, I was like, yeah, I got to take a little break. I got to go out the field for a second, but I'm good. I'm all fine. And, you know, I was able to come back and finish playing.
Nick has spoken about toughness and physicality. Are those characteristics that you think this team has had all along, or are you showing it more in recent
years? Yeah, I mean, we had it all along. I mean, it's just, we had to just get all the little details down and the fundamentals, make sure you know, pay attention to those and, you know, master those, and, you know, it'll come a long way. So we battled through adversity. You know, we're a tough team. And, you know, like you said, letting us hang, that's the only thing that really matters, and that's being tough and, you know, going out competing each and every single play.
You're saying that your entire draft class got extended. Do you take pride in the impact that you guys have made that 2018
close? Yeah, definitely. I mean, we got in here and we came in, and we all said we was going to work, you know, work hard as well. So, you know, I'm proud of Jordan. He definitely deserves it. I mean, never played a football snap, and then he come in here, and, you know, he's one of the best tackles I've seen, and big and strong. I mean, I think I actually seen a play, but I don't know if that was him or Lane, but one of them got, I think it was him, maybe he pushed some dude with one arm. But, and then, you know, Sweaty come out here, and, you know, he's craziest DN that I ever seen. He's fast, strong, powerful, physical. And then, you know, me, I came in and, you know, just came in and put my best foot forward down, and, you know, just getting better each and every single day. Then you got Gotti making one hand catches with three fingers. So I guess that's pretty cool too. But, you know, we're a pretty good class, and that's pretty nice.
When you see Slade returning that interception for a touchdown, it's like his third in four games. I mean, what were you kind of seeing on that play? What did you think when he was going?
Yeah, I was on the other side of the field, but I was able to see actually the play a little bit on the Jumbotron after, and Slade is really good at the top of the route, and, you know, he's working at every single day, and he broke before the guy even broke, and, you know, he caught it, and he took it to the house, and I didn't know he was at, I didn't know, I thought he was a little bit old, but I guess he's still 21. He jumped up on top of that link leap, real pretty cool, so, you know, that's pretty nice for real, man, you know. We'll be watching that one in film and laughing about it.
Is it coincidence that you and Dallas got locked up in the same week, or was that something the team was trying to coordinate? You were hoping for? What does it mean that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was Dallas dealing with his agent. I was, you know, dealing with my agent, and you know, we just wanted to make sure everything was right and read upon right, and you know, just so happened that we were living in the same house, which is pretty cool. And you know, he got signed, and then I get signed the next day. And you know, to be honest, that's really, really a big moment for us, you know, in that household. And you know, that's pretty cool to see come back home and you know, see Dallas richer than he ever been. So you know, I shout out to Rod Wave. So you know, I look at Dallas, but he's still buying dinner. I don't care, because you know, he still got a lot.
BGN. Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.